Why do we fall? So we can pick ourselves up. That's stuck with me, and with a verse as well from Philippians 3. Stuck with me for ages. Philippians 3, 12 to 14. I think this is the Message translation. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out what Christ, who has wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on a goal that God is beckoning me onwards to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. And that stuck with me, and I've never let go of it, no matter how much the devil is trying to kick me down.
Couple things, really. Just wanted to say, when we were praying for Martin, I had a picture of a very green, verdant leaf with just this drip, just drip, drip, dripping on this leaf. And then it was like a sort of moving back on the picture, and all of a sudden the rains were coming. And there was this deluge of rain. And I don't know whether that's personally for Martin or for somebody else here, but I just leave that with you. Secondly, just want to say, for the asthma situation, I too rejoice that God healed me from asthma after a lifetime of asthma, and I'm still healed today. And I just want to say, whatever you're going through, whatever healing you need, just don't give up. And I really do feel passionately about this. The Lord said and says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And there's something in this, and it keeps coming up and up again, is that in being kingdom seekers, we need to also keep seeking in balance that righteousness that we have in the Lord. I believe we can go out on one or the other, but I think together it's like having two legs. We need to be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
We give God a bit of space. He starts to speak. I think we've heard a fraction of what he really wants to say today, and I have no doubt that others would have thought and sensed what God may be saying. And can I encourage you, if that is so, then please, can you write it down? You know, God has given us this amazing gift. It's called prophecy. And it's to bless and it's to build the church. So please, if you've got something that you feel, just humbly write it down and get it to me. I felt this righteousness thing. I think this is a word for the church for now. We picked up on this, didn't we? We preached on it. There's something in this.